Hello, how the heck are you? Welcome to Slimming World Podcast. My name is Claire, and with me today, as always, is... I was trying to think of a word other than delightful, because I feel like I've used that a lot. The always enthusiastic, spiffingly knowledgeable Anna Mangan.
Hi. Spiffingly, really underused word. Really, I think that should be the word of 2026.
That's not an official Slimming World statement, just to clarify.
It should be, though. Yeah, it should be.
No, we need things like fabulous and gorgeous for Slimming World, yeah. Don't we? Okay, a subject which maybe you're like, what are they on about now? Fibre. Maybe you've heard about it. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you're in the majority of people who are like, I've heard there's something about fibre, but I don't really understand what it is, what type of food it's in, and actually, why do I even need it? Well, this is going to be a great episode. And maybe you've been doing Slimming World for a while, or maybe you've never done Slimming World at all. This is really helpful in kind of showing you beyond the kind of food optimizing plan, what's going on behind the scenes in terms of the expertise behind why Slimming World has been going for way over 50 years. And actually, Anna, we recapped in the last couple of weeks about some of the updates, some of the changes that Slimming World has made. I was really intrigued when I opened my brand new member pack to see the symbol W. This is a very exciting addition, but what is it?
Oh, it's brilliant. It stands for whole grains, and they are really brilliant at filling you up, but they have so many like health benefits. They're a powerhouse because they are really full of fiber, but also things like vitamin B, vitamin E, and protein. But one of my favorite things is they can help lower your cholesterol levels. So yeah, a really good one to look out for. Got a beautiful new W symbol, and you'll find it next to things like whole grain pasta, brown rice, stuff like that. Loads and loads of them in your free food section.
Love that. And also a couple of other updates that you may have noticed. If you get your Slimming World kitchen box as well, it's a recipe box which you can have delivered to your house, which pretty much has everything you need for food optimizing. You don't have to be a member. Check that out. That's also included some information about fiber in it and plant points. And also on the Slimming World food range. We'll recap a little bit more of that in a moment, but just thought we'd kind of keep you in the loop of what's happening and what's new in the Slimming World land. So fibre then. Whenever we speak about fibre, Anna, there's only one person we hit speed dial on for fibre, right?
Yeah, Mrs. Fibre. She is in my phone book now.
Oh dear. Right, Alex Clark, registered nutrition with the Slimming World team. It's lovely to have you back, Alex. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me again.
I mean, we joke that you are Mrs. Fibre. You have many other strings to your bow. But we've had you on the podcast previously talking about gut health. That's an episode that people may want to check out in the back catalogue. But you've been kind of debusting a few myths, I suppose, around fibre, and also just helping raise the profile, I guess, of why it's important. I mean, I guess people are kind of asking the question of, well, what is it and what is fibre actually in? Is that a good place for us to start?
That's a great place for us to start, because I think, you know, we hear about fibre quite a lot. You know, it's not a new thing. It's been around forever. We've always known it's really good for us. It's probably had a bit less attention than some of the other nutrients, even though it's so important. So basically fibre, it's a type of carbohydrate that's found in plant foods, and it's not digested in the same way that other foods are. But because of that, it can sort of get digested in your gut in a different way. And it's really good for gut health. It keeps everything moving, and we're finding out more and more all of the different health benefits it can have and how it can impact. And obviously, really, you know, what we're really excited about is it fills us up. So you can have a lovely, filling, tasty meal. You get plenty of fibre in there. And if it fills you up, that means it can help support your weight loss as well.
I suppose the key thing really to say is that with the food optimising plan, Like it already has you covered when it comes to fiber. Have I got that right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, yeah, we've had, talk about the W symbol. That's a new thing we've added. We've had the F symbol next to all those high fiber foods for so long now. I can't remember when we didn't have it really. Because yeah, food optimizing just naturally supports a higher fiber diet because we know it's so good for health, we know it's so good for weight loss. It's in all those foods that are, yeah, just have so many other health benefits as well. So your fruit and vegetables, your whole grains, nuts and seeds, there's so many different foods that contain fiber, but as well as the fiber, contain loads of other nutrients as well.
Well, see, I mean, the thing is, I don't know about you, Anna, but ever since I heard about this fiber thing and I got switched on, I now want to go shopping. I'm like looking at my usual loaf of bread. You know, when you just always go for the same loaf of bread and you just grab it, put it in your shopping basket, don't think about it. I'm now picking up and like looking on the back, like, oh, I wonder how much fiber's in it. Back of cereal packets. You know, do you keep the skins on your potatoes or do you peel them? I mean, if for that for me, it feels like just, I don't know, just a different way of thinking about food. Do you find that, you know, for I guess the members who aren't necessarily as sciencey or geeky as me, maybe, that's kind of some of the light bulb moments that they're having too.
What I see is that we don't, a lot of us have not had education in this way about food, and coming to Slimming World and learning to food optimize all educates us, doesn't it, about why we need these things and what they do. And when you know, and when you realize that things like fiber, are only going to fool you up for long periods of time, but they're such superheroes, aren't they? I see members like, right, I've got to get more of this in because actually, if I eat more of this, I'll be fuller. Or, do you know what? I have got a cholesterol that's slightly higher. How can I help reduce it? Knowing and understanding what food does for you then gives you the power, doesn't it? And that's what I see people like totally bowled over by. Actually, there's so much research done into this, and they don't have to do the thinking, they just have to do the eating. That's what I love watching people just go, all right, okay, I get it. But also, if they're like you and me, where we like to know why, you can then see people going on a mission. Like, I check labels on the food in a way I'd never used to check them. Like, I just pick it up, it looked pretty, I liked it. But now I want to know what the food's got in it, what's it going to do for me? And that has come from Slimming World. It really, really has.
Yeah. I mean, it's just worth talking about health, isn't it, Alex? Because Anna's mentioned there about cholesterol. We know that people will come to Slimming World who may have heart disease, high blood pressure. There could all be all kinds of different health conditions that people are kind of dealing with at the moment. But how does fibre support your health?
Yeah, like you say, you've already touched on a few of some really key ones. In so many ways, it's eating plenty of fiber is associated with a reduced risk of conditions like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, bowel cancer, and things like that, because it's keeping everything moving through your gut. So there's less time for, some of the bad stuff to sort of interact with your gut. Everything's moving through as it should. And you mentioned there about cholesterol, fiber's got a really useful role in sort of capturing any excess cholesterol and again helping to remove it. It's basically, it does a good job of clearing you out, I suppose, keeping all that good stuff around, clearing up what we want less of. From the point of diabetes as well, and especially type 2, like preventing type 2 diabetes, it can help keep our blood sugars more steady. So because you've got that fiber in the food, it makes it harder to break down. It takes longer to digest. But because of that, the carbohydrates are slowly released into the bloodstream. So your blood sugars are kept at a steadier rate. So again, it's looking after so many different health markers, really, your blood sugars, your blood cholesterol. And there's just, that's just the tip of the iceberg, I think. I think there's so much more research going on into fiber, into gut health. It's such a huge topic right now. I think we're just finding more and more things out about how good this is as a nutrient for us. And I'm sure there's going to be more on the horizon as well.
And you know what's really almost as me looking as a member, but also as a consultant, like it's not, we know that food optimizing is such an amazing umbrella for so many of us that have different health conditions, like to eat in different ways. And there's such a rich abundance of things like free foods with our healthy extras. The way I consume my fiber might be totally different to the way Claire does, but because there's so much choice, different eating styles, different health conditions, there's something for everyone with fiber, isn't there? There's so many different ways to get it in, if you like.
Absolutely, yeah, and actually that's a really good point. There's so many different types of fiber as well. So you might have heard of like soluble fiber, insoluble fiber. It comes in, like you say, it comes in such a range of foods, and actually enjoying a variety of food means you're getting different types of fibers as well. So it's really, that varied diet that you can absolutely get when you're food optimizing, that's really helpful to get all those different types of fiber in. And I think again that links to health conditions, like you say, Anna, because some of us might tolerate some types of fiber better than others, or might prefer certain foods over others as well. But there's such a broad range of foods that contain it, you can absolutely, make it work for you, find the fiber types and foods that work for you.
Love that. Now, there's a burning question, Claire. I don't know if you're like thinking it, but I know my members think it and I think it. So, why does it support weight loss? Is it because it fills you up? Like, what's the key? Tell us the intel.
It's that, yeah. So basically, it helps you keep you full, keep you satisfied. So fiber, rich foods, it adds bulk to the foods, and it takes more chewing. You'll notice that if you're eating, white bread compared to wholemeal bread, it takes that little bit of extra chewing, which is it can be, quite pleasant. It's got some extra bite to it. That extra chewing helps slow down digestion. It helps trigger all those sort of appetite satisfying hormones as well, so that your brain's like, okay, we're eating here. So it helps you regulate your appetite better. And it also, because it's slowing down digestion, basically, as I mentioned, your meals stick around that bit longer as well. It takes you a bit longer to digest, a bit longer for all the carbohydrates to be released into your bloodstream. And in that way, it helps to satisfy your appetite and naturally reduce your calorie intake, because it's filling you up. More so than potentially a lower fiber food would. And that's how it helps support weight loss with while satisfying appetite without going hungry.
Gosh, right.
Spectacular, isn't it? I feel like fiber needs a medal. Like, come on, mate, this is good stuff, isn't it? Like,
Yeah,
really
the
is
thing
good
is,
stuff.
everybody talks about protein, right? It feels like you cannot go anywhere, any kind of shop, where it's not like high in protein. And protein had been, it's kind of talked about that eating more of it helps fill you up for longer, which, I mean, how does that work? Protein and fiber. I mean, maybe I'm going down a completely different track here, but as an ordinary person, I find sometimes the messages around this so confusing.
Yeah, I mean, protein as well. Protein's great. It absolutely is great. It's definitely everywhere, probably in your face a little bit too much. But no, it is, a really important nutrient as well, and does satisfy your appetite too. Protein foods are very filling as well. So the protein and the fiber hand in hand, because we don't eat protein, we don't eat fiber, we eat the foods that contain these. I mean, beans, things like beans, lentils, pulses, they're incredible because they've got both your protein and your fiber, which is why they're so filling. So hand in hand, choosing your pea foods, choosing your foods with the F symbol, you've got loads of lovely appetite satisfying foods there that give you also as well all the importance that protein gives you in terms of supporting muscles, and bone health. You've got all that extra gut health benefit from fiber as well, because yeah, we don't eat these things in isolation. It's about building your meal, and yeah, giving them equal weight really. No nutrient is more important than the other in one respect. It's I think sometimes the focus just gets so, as we've seen with protein, it's great, but there are other things we need on our plate as well.
About that balance, isn't it? And do you know, I've done many styles of eating and trying to lose weight before I found Slimming World. And the reason I've been hanging around for over half my life is because it is that balance. It's got that my body is protected from what I'm eating because I'm eating such variety. I've not cut out any food groups. When people are thinking about fiber, though, is there like saying, this is more fibrous, therefore I should eat larger quantities, or is it just saying, look, food that's got that F symbol next to it, as long as you're getting that in, you're kind of protected? Or is there any things we should be trying to pack in?
Oh, I mean, like you say, there's so many foods that contain it. I guess a really nice starting point is fruit and veg. Fruit and veg is a really great source of fiber, as well as all the other incredible vitamins and minerals and water content it has. So that's a really nice starting point. And we know members do really well with that anyway. Food optimizing naturally lends itself to that. So I think fruit and veg, you can never have too much, as long as you've got other foods on your plate as well. But I think, it's about making, sometimes it can feel, depending on what diet you're coming from, this can feel like a really big step. And with fiber, I should say, it's really important to increase your fiber gradually. You'll definitely feel those gut effects from it. So you want to increase your intakes gradually. So making small swaps and drink plenty of water with it as well, because it's that water interacting with the fiber that sort of helps it swell, helps it bulk up, and that's what makes it do its job. But so yeah, increase your intakes gradually, drink plenty of water. But again, that's where those sort of small swaps can come in. So, you know, if one day you'd have white pasta, switch for wholemeal one day, you know, and a few times a week do that. Even a half and half, you might go half white pasta, half wholemeal pasta. And again, that can be, especially if you've got, if you're cooking for your family, because they do have different tastes, that can be a nice way to just gradually increase your fiber intake as well. So I think on that, looking back to sort of your original question, Anna, we're sort of looking for that balanced plate. So a nice portion of starchy carbs, lots of lovely fruit and vegetables, but then also your protein to sort of round it off, have that balanced plate. So, and just making sure you're feeling full and satisfied. And I'm sure with a plate like that, you will be.
Do you know, it's a really good tip you were saying about the wholemeal pasta. So I decided when the W symbol came out, I was putting it everywhere. My little girl loves pasta. So I just started by adding like a bit at a time. And now she's fully on wholemeal pasta, doesn't know the difference, but just says, "Mummy, I think your pasta cooking's got better." She doesn't know that she's actually liking the taste of it. Because if you haven't tried things like wholemeal pasta or brown rice, they've got a different kind of taste, haven't they? Quite nutty. And actually, it can be a really nice taste experience if you haven't tried it. And when you look at the fibre content in it, it's like, wow, what a change I could make. But thank you for that warning, because I'm the woman who went in at 100 miles an hour and had to pay the price for eating too much fibre too quickly. So good spot. Thank you for sharing that.
There is an excellent article which Alex has helped produce for members, and it does tap into some of these things that Anna and Alex were just talking about. An understanding, okay, so how much fibre is in 75 grams of dried wholemeal pasta? How does that compare to, say, 40 grams of porridge oats? And it's absolutely amazing just to kind of see the difference, I suppose, between those. So definitely check that out. The handily, the article is called the same as this episode title. So you see what we did there, The Ultimate Guide to Fibre. It's really excellent, but it has some of these key themes that we're talking about today written especially for members to kind of lean upon. One of the things I wanted to kind of tap into was, how much fiber should we be eating? Because I did that thing over the new year where I watched a few programs on telly, I'll be honest, Alex. Always curious to up my learning, shall we say. But I there was one program, and I cannot give the source reference, but it talks about in the UK, something like 9 out of 10 people are not getting enough fibre every day. And I was shocked by that. I mean, why? How?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think that's the thing, back to there's been so much focus on protein. Protein's great, but we're not actually struggling for protein. Whereas fiber, we are quite low in it as a population. And yeah, as you say, 9 out of 10 people struggle to get enough. The sort of average of the population is 16 grams. We should be aiming for 30 grams a day. So we're only just scraping half of it, really. But we know we've looked at sort of our Slimming World member data. Members are doing so much better. And as we've talked about, food optimizing naturally lends itself to having plenty of fiber. So compared to the population averaging 16 grams, members are having an average intake of 26 grams, which is brilliant. It's such an increase, really. Though still, we're still not quite there at that 30 grams. There's absolutely still room to get in a bit more fiber, sneak in some more, do your half and half pastas and things like that to get even more benefits. Yeah, I think just the nature of our diets at the minute, it's tricky to aim for those whole grains. And I think we've lost sight of that a little bit, but they're actually, I think this is going to be the next protein in terms of how popular it gets. That's what we're all hoping, because that's what we all need, definitely.
I think when you do, you know what's really motivated me when you look at what good it can do for your body and for your weight loss? It's like something that if we pay attention to could have such profound benefits both ways, because it weight loss wise and health wise, and actually just some simple changes and swaps that you could make could really increase your amount, couldn't it, quite easily. Can I ask you a question? I suffer from osteoarthritis. I've also got IBS, and there are a lot of people that we meet who are worried about fibre because they can't have huge quantities, and that's something I've had to work on, find out the fibre that's right for me. What if you can't eat much fibre, what would your recommendations be?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely the case. We see it with a lot of members who also have these conditions who, yeah, might want, start food optimizing and they're like, yes, some of these foods just don't agree with me. We know, yeah, they can trigger symptoms, such as bloating or just, yeah, other symptoms of your condition. So it could be that that standard population advice of eat more fiber just isn't for them. And that's okay. I guess we'd always say, as with any health condition, be led by your healthcare team, have a chat with them. And they might, because they might have some suggestions, they might be able to help you work out which particular foods trigger you as well, because every condition is so different. And as we've talked about, there's so many different types of fiber. So hopefully not all fiber containing foods are off the table. It's just finding those ones which sit better with you. So yeah, it's really individual. So I'd say definitely work with your healthcare team to find out what works for you. A food and symptom diary can be really useful as well to get a feel for that, what is triggering your symptoms. And if we do see members, they have been recommended a low fiber diet, potentially just for a short term, sometimes for longer term. We do have some extra advice we can share with food optimizing, but it is very specific to just those members who need it. Most of us do need extra fiber, but yeah, we can absolutely, there is support we can offer if you want to incorporate that into your plan a bit. But yeah, always talk to your healthcare team and they can guide you with that too.
And I think it's, you said something so key, which is what I had to learn, is the fibre that kind of worked for me. And by keeping that kind of food and symptom diary, I worked out the fruits and the veggies and the bits that I just set to one side, and others I can enjoy in lovely amounts that don't have any effect. So it is about getting to know and personalising it to you, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. And like I said, hopefully, there's so many foods that contain it, so many different fruit and veg, especially. Some can be really triggering. Some you can absolutely be fine with. Sometimes it's portion sizes of those as well. So you might be able to have a smaller amount of those. So yeah, a bit of trial and error sometimes, but there's absolutely ways you can manage it and find what works for you.
And I suppose when with the Slimming World app, it's really helpful having a barcode scanner, which if people are new to following Slimming World, that just scanning the back of a packet and working out, okay, is that a healthy extra choice? Has it got a symbol? That kind of that thinking behind all of that, that you don't have to be there getting your microscope out, reading the back of a packet. Do you know what I mean? Actually, scan it, and the app of what you and your team, Alex, have done, is really helpful for people who just need a quick answer of, am I on the right lines with this nutritionally, I suppose.
Yes, definitely. So the barcode scan, it's gone down so well with members and such a useful tool. And I guess, I sit with the team who, work on that scanner as well and see all the effort they put into, scanning products, checking all the labels, making sure we've got the latest information on products so we know how they fit into food optimizing. So that members don't have to, so that they can just get the barcode scanner out in the shop, out at home, and know exactly where a product fits in as well, so they can choose the foods that work for them and work for their weight loss.
And also, I always say to my members as well, keep looking at that book, because all those free foods with the F symbols, the W symbols, getting that knowledge from your book and all that information is a really good start. There's also like understanding the health parts of the book. Like, it's so reassuring to know all the science and all the evidence behind the plan, because it's been 55 years in the making. And it's really reassuring to know that that's all covered. So if you want more knowledge, want to do a Claire and an Anna and go deeper, there is lots more knowledge around, isn't there?
Yep, for sure. Alex, thank you so much for your time and giving us an insight into the world of fibre. I feel like this is like a very important message to share. We've done our duty today, haven't we, in raising awareness, I suppose, of a really important health issue, in the UK at the moment. Best of luck with continuing your campaigning, if that's the right word.
I feel like we need matching t-shirts, like fiber fighters or something like that, don't we now? We're on the crusade.
What I mean, would the logo just be a poo? What would it?
I was just thinking an F, because then you could just do whatever you wanted with it. But you know, a poo could always work. What
yes.
a way to end such a fountain of knowledge podcast with a poo, Claire.
Well, that's how food ends, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
it is. The circle of life, as they say, the circle of life.
Alex, thank you so much. I look forward to catching up with you very soon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Anna, we're back next week, aren't we? What on earth are we doing next week? Have we decided yet? Is it a secret? I know what it is.
Oh, go on.
It's Life Proof Your Weight Loss, a special members episode where we're going to talk about how nothing is off limit and a bit about socialising. You've got some ideas for this, haven't you?
I have. I've learned a few things over the last 25, nearly 30 years. So yes, Life Proof with us. We've got you covered.
If you've been a hermit over January and you're now ready to leave your house, step back out into the world of pubs and clubs and all that kind of stuff, then we'll help you out with some tips and tricks of how to protect your weight loss and really practice your new habits. That's going to be exciting stuff. Right, have a great week, whatever you get up to. Go eat some fibre. Anna's off to get the wholemeal pasta in, I guess.
I am. Do you know what? My little girl has requested potato skins for dinner tonight, which is a powerhouse of fibre as well. So I might add a bit of wholemeal pasta in there too. But don't worry.
Pasta and potato skins.
Double carb. I mean, seriously, treble carb some nights. Yeah. Gotta be done.
With that note, we'll see you very soon.
Bye for now.